Welcome in our panel, Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, and the TABS Trent Langscale. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nance.
This meeting is really growing. It fits in well to the schedule between the two main features with the Caulfield program. And once again, even though some of the fields might be on the small side, some of the winners look pretty well exposed.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I think because there's not huge, I wouldn't have thought the huge value, but I think hopefully plenty of winners to be found.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the meeting in a moment. Warren Huntley is also with us. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Nars, and echoes Dean's sentiments. I think we're going to have to shoot pretty straight. Hopefully there's plenty of winners because they seem to be well found and most markets seem to be on the same page.
All right. Well, the TABS Trent Langscale, he's been monitoring all the markets since they first went up when Fields came out on Monday. How are you, Trent?
All good, thank you, Nadia.
What's the interest been like with punters today's program?
It has been a strong meeting in regards to interest, Nadia. As you would expect, Caulfield, one of the premier tracks in the state, and when you have got the Blue Sapphire Stakes on the program, and I'm sure that Dean and Warren, I don't think I'll be preempting them too much, but I think Written By will be at the top for both of them. But there are some well-supported favourites outside of that as well. So there's a fair degree of confidence heading into today's card.
All right, well, let's kick things off. Race one, we don't have any scratchings. This is over 2,400 metres.
This is one of the races, Nadia, where the favourite has been a little soft this morning, and that is Steel Prince, who's just eased marginally from 270 to 280. Balak as the second elect has tightened marginally from 350 to 340. The main firmer this morning has been Opposition, as much as 420 into 360. The other couple in single figures are Royal Music and Azuro at 650 and 9 respectively. Steel Prince, $2.80 favourite for the opening race at Caulfield. But the biggest firm of this morning, Opposition, as much as 420 into 360.
Okay, so it's been well supported in the events, Opposition for Chris Waller. How do they map in this race, Dean?
No, he's probably going to be one that'll be probably detached early. He'll be out the back, I would imagine. Of the others, Steel Prince went forward in a big field last start, and he rolled up there, and I think Valak will race fairly prominently. Probably second pair would be Royal Music, El Haram, but I'm thinking Valak and Steel Prince, two of the better chances, roll forward.
Okay, well, let's have a look at our selections. Which way are you going?
I'm going with Valak. He's a real winner. He's won four of his last six and in between 2 seconds and in good restricted grade races. So there's nothing wrong with his form card at the moment, and I think he'll run well. Opposition's the one coming off the Metropolitan last start. We had no chance given the structure of the race, and he's down in grade here. Steel Prince, aggressively ridden last start and won very well. He's in good form. And Royal Music, who's progressing. It was a good aggressive ride also to win last start at Mornington. Steps up to the 2,400 here, but thought 2 and 6 were the main chances. 2, 6, 5, 3.
2 from 6, 5 and 3, race 1 from Dean. What about you, Warren?
He's been a revelation, Valak Nath, hasn't he? He was a little bit inferior to Steel Prince a couple of starts ago in terms of finishing position, but he ran very well there. He's won on the pass track at Mortonville since over 2250, and back to the 2400 metres here, I think, suits him. I think they might get control of the race, 2 and 5. I've got 2 Valak ahead of Steel Prince, who I think will ride the speed and give a sight. Love the strength and will the win that Royal Music showed last start to get that narrow verdict at Mornington. Opposition is the one that's fresh blood dropping in grade and probably didn't have the best of luck from where he was in the Metropolitan. So, yeah, they look the four for me, 2, 5, 3 and 6.
All right, 2, 5, 3, 6. We then go over to the second race today, and this is over 1,600 metres for three-year-olds. Take outs 4 and also 13.
This is one of the races, Nadia, where we've got the theme of the day, a well-supported favourite, and that is Junipal, who was $2.90 this morning and now being supported into $2.50. Real Success has had to ease as a result from 4.40 to 5. Silent Explorer, been solid at 6.50. The other in single figures is Cloak, 7.50. And then a couple in the teens that have given some sort of an outside chance, Mr. Grizzle and Gita, 10 and 11 respectively. But Junipal, well, opened $3.20 on Monday, and this morning has been 2.90 into 2.50.
All right, so it has good support there, Junipal, from a good draw. What type of run do you have some of these main chances getting here, Dane?
Nards, I would have thought that not clear cut who will lead, but I'm thinking Mr. Grizzle will use barrier 1. Real Success in 3, and maybe if Cloak begins cleanly, he missed the start last start in Sydney, but if he begins cleanly, he can go forward. And horse like Junipal, I would think, would end up in about the first 5 from that good draw.
All right, so that's a look at the map. Let's talk tips. Which way are you going here, Warren?
Look, I can understand the support for Juniper Mounds. He's getting in tight enough now, but he looks quite promising. He had the win at 1,600 metres, admittedly in maiden grade, and might have been a bit flattering because that was on a seriously deteriorating track and he might have handled it better than his opposition. But his previous runs behind Moret, Star Virgo and Acadian were all really encouraging and he seemed to relish the step up to 1,600 metres. So I think he can cope with the rising grade and be hard to beat. Silent Explorer comes through a race in Sydney last start where I thought he was solid to the line. We've got a handle on that form through Yulong generally from the Mar and Eustace stable. And I think the step up in distance suits Dean Reference Cloak. If he begins cleanly, then I certainly think with recent runs in the distance range under his belt, he can be right in the mix. He's placing second in the Spring Stakes at Newcastle, stands him in good stead here. And also keep batting up for in Titan Blinders. He's still a maiden, but I think he's going well. Put the blinkers back on here. He's certainly capable, and it wouldn't surprise me to see him run well. 7, 3, 2 and 12.
So 7 from 3, 2, 12 from Warren. How do you see this race, Dean?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Juniper. I think the run at Benalla was sound, beaten by a very good filly in Moret, and then won well last week. And on the back up here, I'm happy to be with him. I think Real Success has been running well against the older horses, and from a good draw here, even with 59 on his back, I think he can run very well. Cloak, the key to him is just beginning cleanly. The best of his form is well up to a race like this. And I've put in Silent Explorer, another one down from Sydney. Craig Williams taking over here next best. But I just think Juniper might be the one progressing the fastest here. 7, 1, 2 and 3.
7 from 1, 2 and 3 there from Dean race number 2. The third is over 1,400. And in this race, you can take out runners 12 and also the 13, Trent.
Nadia, we have an odds-on favourite in 50 stars. Got out to as much as $2 yesterday, but the biggest bet we've had on today's program for Caulfield was taken, $20,000 at $2. 50 stars now, $1.80. And then a big gap to Heptagon and Amadeus, who are both at 9. And then straight to the teens with Wayanka 10 so far, Sofool 11, and Manuel at 12. But 50 stars has a stranglehold on favouritism here. Once again, as much as $2 yesterday, a bet of $20,000 at the even money, and 50 stars now, $1.80 for the third at Caulfield.
And just having a look at the map here, Dean, 50 stars did get back first up from a break, but that was over 1,200. In the past, technically, we've seen him race handy.
Yeah, I think he's probably got the opportunity to come across with something like Sunday Prey from out wide. Wayanka, they've been riding him aggressively of late and putting him forward, and he's been running well without winning. Thought Murahib would probably hold a spot to the inside, and then you've probably got the likes of So Far, So Cool, and Amadeus, who's sharply up in distance, not far away. But, I would think the favourite can be a bit more positive than Benalla.
Well, he's got a very good record. He's only lightly raced, but he's been a winner of 4 from 5. Do you think he'll be winning here?
Yeah, I think he will. Brad Rawilla back aboard. He's had the one run in. He gets to 1,400, which does suit him that little bit better. And, I think he's got a little bit more progression than most of these. Wayanka's been running well, but not winning in this grade, and he'll be competitive again. Amadeus was a very good return at Caulfield over the shorter trip. Out to 1,400 suits him. And So Far, So Cool. A Bendigo Guineas winner, second up last preparation. Race certainly wasn't run to suit first up. Could be a sharp improver here. But, I'm happy to think 50 stars is the horse with the most upside in this field, Nards. 7, 11, 4 and 8.
7 from 11, 4 and 8. Warren, are you also with 50 stars?
Yeah, I don't know where he's going to end up, Nards, but it's going to be in much better grade than this. And, look, even though he was beaten first up, he was terrific. And it was a performance as good as winning, although it's a 2 on the form card, I think, fitter up in distance. Not surprised that he's been well supported. I wouldn't even be surprised to see him start a little bit shorter, but I thought the even money was a good price for 50 stars. Amadeus has had that trial in between. He does get up in distance, as Dean said, but he's a talent. Murahib had excuses last start with the actual fibrillation, and I think Wayanka will be making his own luck somewhere near the speed. But to me, it's all about 50 stars. 7, 4, 9, 11.
7 from 4, 9, 11 from Warren. Now look at the fourth race. This is over 1,700 metres. Trent, no scratchings.
For the fourth here, Nadia, there hasn't been too many changes in this morning's prices. So going off what occurred when we went up on Monday, Al Ghalil, the favourite here, opened $3 and at the top of the market at $2.80. Take It In Turn hasn't budged too far, currently a $3.60 second elect. Shinrook has been supported at a price from 10 into 5.50. A Clear Calling has gone the other way, 4 out to 5.50, and then to the teens, headed by Bedford at 11. Not too much change in this morning's betting, Nadia. Al Galal, though, a clear enough favourite at $2.80.
And Dean, having a look at the map, we've got probably got a bit of pace that's drawn outside.
Yeah, it's only modest speed, though, Nards, I would think. I'm suspecting that Eclair Calling might have to take it up here. He's not what you call a natural leader, but at this trip he can probably roll forward and lead. I'm thinking take it in turn, and El Galil probably won't be that far away because a lot of these like to sit midfield or worse. So, yeah, I think a little bit tactical early, but, yeah, Eclair Calling from the second outside draw to take it up, I would imagine.
OK, a few chances in this race, Warren. How have you dissected it?
Yeah, the lack of tempo makes it a bit of a query, but yeah, I love the way that El Galil, admittedly in the right spot and there to take advantage of it last start, was able to win. He had a nice trial mid-preparation to keep him up to the mark there, and he should be even fitter with that run under the belt. I'm going to go with him, but I was taken with the run of take it in turn, first run for the Darren Weir stable. He looks like he's going to make his mark here, and that first up run was 1,400 metres up to 1,700 metres. Looks ideal. Eclair Calling, he can give a sight riding the speed. As Dean said, it's not necessarily his normal racing pattern, but he's a talent, and he'll give a good sight. I've got a Shin Rook in as next best. I think they're the chances, because I'm a bit concerned about the way the tempo shapes up, and I think they might be the horses there to take advantage of it. Going with six ahead of 2, 3, and 1.
So we go six from 2, 3, and 1 there from Warren. What's your take, Dean?
Yeah, slightly same four Nards, but just a different order. Take it in turn, I thought, was just a terrific Australian debut. Looking at him in the yard pre-race, still didn't quite look like a winner on that occasion. He was beaten less than a length. Cliff's Edge, Ciccone and El Passam were the horses that beat him. He finished ahead of Waging War. They all competed at a good level on Saturday and ran, most of them ran very well. So I'm trusting that form. The extra distance is going to suit, and he could probably only improve. Eclair Calling, I think just because he can make his own luck here with Craig Williams aboard, will run well. El Galil just enjoyed an absolutely perfect run to win last start, but he'll be very competitive again. And a Shin Rook next best was a fantastic ride by Clayton Douglas, weaving through the field because he couldn't have gone round them and won at Flemington. It was a top ride to win. He's next best. 2, 3, 6, and 1.
2 from 3, 6, 1 from Dean in the fourth. Up to the Quaddy Legs, race 5 being the first of those. This is the Qatar Blue Sapphire Stakes feature race. It's a Group 3 three-year-old event over 1,200 metres. We might only have a small field of six, but we've got a dominant favourite with the Tab Trent.
We do have Nadia in the form of this year's Blue Diamond Stakes winner in Written By. We went up $1.80 on Monday and now $1.70, and you're looking at about 80% of the money for Written By to be victorious in the Blue Sapphire Stakes. Encryption did open $5.50 and is now at $4.60. That's the only other runner that's had any sort of real support, Nadia, because then you have Performer, who's been 6 out to 8. Tony Nocone, $6.50 to $8.50. Smart Elysium, $8.50 to $12. And Spielberg is the $21 outsider, but Written By a dominant favourite, $1.70 for the Blue Sapphire Stakes.
And having a look at the map here, Dean, probably the ones that are drawn inside are the likely go-forward horses.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nards. Written By, I think, ultimately 1,200 metres. He'll find the front. Tony Nicone's drawn outside him. Smart Elysium's drawn inside him. But I think that Written By will take it up, and whether maybe up in distance Spielberg comes across behind them. But, yeah, the favourite, I think, will take it up.
Well, it comes down to price, Dean. They did bet a lot better, of course, when markets first went up, and he has been well supported. Can you knock him?
I can't really knock him, Nards. No, he's got one defeat on his card. It was a brave run in the Golden Slipper. So he's unbeaten at the track. He was good first up. He probably had enough fitness under his belt to win that race. So he will have improved, I think, a fair bit off that. And I think he'll probably win. I'm going to put Performer in the Quaddy because I've always been a big rap for this horse, and I think most of his career since his debut win's been thwarted by soft ground, and he could improve sharply here. He trialled very well recently since his last run. Encryption, I just think he's been inferior to Written By through their career, so I'll put him in for third. And Tony Nocone, who just succumbed to the pressure last start that Native Soldier put on mid-race, but different scenario here, he might be next best. But I think Written By should win. I think Performer is probably the only one with the talent to match him. 1, 3, 2, and 4.
1 from 3, 2, 4. Do you see it in a similar fashion here, Warren?
Well, it's impossible to knock Written By, and I think the way the race panned out first up, he had pressure to his outside, and he was able to just relax ultimately under Jordan Childs after being a little bit keen early, and then he was good to effectively get the job done. He'll be fitted with that run under the belt. The conditions of the race the set weight suit him, and he looks the winner, number one written by her. I thought Smart Allison, just with a tick over jump out under his belt recently, excuses on heavy ground and then with no luck for his two runs in Sydney, he just might have some upside. We mightn't have a ceiling on him yet. We probably haven't got a ceiling on any of these, but he's one from an inside draw. I might include him, McQuaddy, as a potential blowout. Encryption was good winning the Dane Hill. There's been some mixed form out of that race and the overall figures weren't great, but he's a talent and performer. On firm ground here with the blinkers off. You're not too sure what you're going to get with Performer, but if he produces his best, he might be right in it. But it does look a good race for Ridden By and a target race for him. 1-5-2-3.
1 from 5-2 and 3 from Warren, so we might elect to go skinny in the first leg of the quaddie. We go to race number 6. This is the Group 3 1600 metres Ladies Vase, and having a look at the changes, you can take out number 12. Let's go through the market here with the tab. Trent, quite a few chances.
There are, Nadia, compared to when you look at the Blue Sapphire Stakes with Britain By. Oregon's Day hasn't budged too far in regards to her price as favourite. 360 open on Monday and presently at 340. I Am A Star has been a drifter from $3 to $4. Mrs. Gardenia has been the firmer in this affair. Opened $8.50 and now into $4.80. The other couple of mares in single figures are La Bella di Ossa at 8 and Temple of Bell at 9, and then it is 14 or better the rest. Oregon's Day, the $3.40 favourite for the Ladies' Day bars, but from an overall perspective, the biggest shortener has been Mrs. Gardenia from 8.50 into 4.80.
All right, so there's been a couple that have been backed in the race. Let's talk a little bit about the speeds in this event, Dean, and that looks to be handy pace.
Yeah, I think so, Nards. I'm A Star, we know she likes to roll forward. She's got the outside draw, but inside her, I think Seductive Miss from One will hold her spot to some degree. Mrs. Gardenia, Lady of Flanders up in trip, and the, one of the outsiders, El Razi, probably presses on as well. But so ultimately, yeah, it should develop a reasonable tempo, I'd imagine.
Okay, good tempo. We'll go through the selections now. And having a look at this race, Warren, there are quite a few chances. What angle have you taken?
Well, I'm trying to go pretty skinny here, Nards. I think the top, my top three selections are certainly the ones I'm working around. I think that reasonable tempo that Dean outlined should give Oregon's Day her chance. She has won for a while. She was able to win on the Gold Coast back in May earlier this year. And there's been merit in her run since. And in particular, her last two runs have been terrific at Weight for Age level, or Group 1 level, one at Weight for Age and one in the Rupert Clark Handicap that produced the form lines into the high rating Toorak on Saturday. So, look, up to 1600 metre suits, back to mare's grade suits, and the conditions of this race aren't really against her to Oregon Day. They're certainly not against I'm A Star, who can make her own luck. It was a low pressure race at Moonee Valley last start, but she took advantage of that and won well. Mrs. Gardenia maybe has more improvement in her coming through that form line, and a number of these horses come through a race behind Invincibella at Flemington. I thought Temple of Bell ran well and maybe has more improvement in her than most. But for me, it's pretty much around 2-1-7. 2-1-7-9.
So 2 from 1-7-9. So Warren going with number 2, Oregon's Day, for Damien Oliver and Mick Price. What's your top tip here, Dean?
Yeah, I think she's one of the better bets of the day, Nards. Oregon's Day. She, as Warren's outlined, the runs this time in have all been excellent. Back to mare's grade, I just think she'll be very hard to beat. I think La Bella di Ossa has been looking to get to 1600. She's had the three runs in now. I think she can improve. Mrs. Gardenia gets a bit of a weight turnaround on I'm A Star, and there's a bit more pressure, and saying that I'm A Star is such a good winning horse that she goes in as well. But I do think it does look the race for Oregon's Day. 2, 6, 7, and 1.
2 from 6, 7, and 1. So both Dean and Warren very keen on Oregon's Day in race number 6. We go to the 7th. This is the Village Stakes. It's a listed 1200 metre event, and the scratching is number 7, Trent.
We have a good duel for favouritism here, Nadia, in Trekking and Addictive Nature. They've been topping, changing around the last couple of days, but Trekking currently at the top of the market at $3.20 with Addictive Nature at $3.30. They have separated from Brave Song, who's eased out of touch this morning from $6.50 to $7. Dixcraft, $9.50. And then Padrina is the best of the others at $12. There's only 10 cents between the top two in the betting. Trekking, $3.20. Addictive Nature, $3.30.
Okay, so not much between the two main fancies. And Dean, looking at the map, there looks to be good speed too.
You would think so, Nards. I think it's out wide. I think probably Oakdoor, Snitzercraft, probably the main speed, Bassett, and then back to the inside. I think Brave Song and Trekking won't get that far away from the draw. So, yeah, no, you're right. The speed's probably out wide and quite solid.
All right, so wide speed, good tempo. The selections in the events, it's a market with quite a few chances, Dean. What sort of angle have you taken?
It is, but Trekking's the one that's been winning at the moment, Nards. He's won three of his past four this campaign. He's in the winning zone, so I think he deserves to be favourite for mine, and I think he's the one to beat. Brave Song's running well in these sort of races, and again, comes through that Trekking race last start. Addictive Nature, the market's telling you that first up he's going to probably perform pretty well for the Weir stable, I'd imagine, and that close-up effort to Trapeze Artist fresh last time in reads well, and he's on the limit weight here, so he has to be highly regarded. And then Padrina, I just worry about the weight with her first up against the males, but she's a pretty good sprinter and probably ready to go first up. But Trekking the one to beat, a couple of little queries, especially Addictive Nature. 3, 8, 12, and 2.
3 from 8, 12, and 2. That's the way Dean sees the listed Village Stakes. How about you, Warren?
Well, of the horses that are up and running now, I think we can trust the form through the Testarossa Stakes, which is the Trekking Brave Song form line, and they should get a nice run just behind what looks a reasonable speed and get their chance. So I can understand those horses being horses that are well in the market. I've got 3 ahead of 8. Addictive Nature is the one that, if you saw some support from the Weir stable, you'd have to promote, because that placing to Trapeze Artist at weight for age certainly could stand him in good stead here. He'll be better when he gets out over further, but that fresh run does stand out. And another one from the Weir stable, I put Man From Uncle in the next best, who's had an interrupted preparation, but maybe with that run behind spending the win under his belt, he can get some consistency into his racing. 3, 8, 12, 11.
So we go 3 from 8, 12, and 11 in race number 7 from Warren. We look at the 8th and last now. This is over 2,000 metres. Take out runners 4, 8, 12 and also number 13, Trent.
For the last of the day, Nadia, Lucky For All is the well-regarded favourite. Opened $2.50 on Monday and is currently $2.30. Then on Roman, has drifted during this morning's betting from $3.70 to $4. Legale at $5.50. And they're the only three in single figures. So there's a gap to Laughing Hare at 13. And then it is 16 or bigger the others, with Primitivo at the $16 mark. According to the betting, there's only three principal chances in the last debate at Caulfield. And Lucky For All, well regarded as the favourite from an opening price of $2.50 into $2.30.
All right, so that's been a good go there for the fave. Talking a bit about the map in this race, Dean, and pace sort of drawn close to the inside.
I think so, Nards. Macrobius will be first down to the rail from barrier 2, and then probably a horse like Sasko. He's first up at 2,000 metres, but he's a horse that likes to roll along. I think Dan and Roman will take up a fairly prominent spot from that draw. Tavonian, and whether a horse like Legale from out wide pushes on and tries to get a spot from the outside draw, because he goes back, there seems to be a lot of back markers. But yeah, I think probably Macrobius will be the first to the front, and then whether there's pressure from wider.
What do you like in the final event, Warren?
Going with Dan and Roman, Nards, it might be the day to get on. Lucky For All, I'm risking him today to some extent. But I just think because Dan and Roman is likely to do everything right, get into a nice spot behind the speed and up to 2,000 metre suits, I've liked everything he's done chasing Furion in his two runs since joining the Friedman stable, and Furion and Lucky For All's form intertwines through that race at Caulfield. But I just think in terms of his racing style, he's ready to win, Dan and Roman, and he's a quality horse. And on a day that's hard to find value, I don't have a lot between him and Lucky For All, and I'm actually tipping Dan and Roman, so I think his value. Lucky For All can win. He'd want to go a little bit straighter than he has been, but Ben Allen aboard today, just more time in the Weir stable, list preparation. Tempo of 2,000 metres might suit him better, but he does a bit wrong for a horse that's a relatively short quote. Legale was good last start. We've seen the Cranbourne Cup winner come out of that race, so that form's good. That's the other one I'm including in the mullies that I'm playing in the race, and maybe Laughing Air, despite the weight, could be suited getting up to this trip and has come back very well. 2, 3, 10, 1.
So 2 from 3, 10, and 1 from Warren, Dean.
I'm going the other way, Nards. I think they're the two main chances, but I'm going to go with Lucky For All. I think two runs in. Now at 2,000 metres, may not come off the bit quite as early as he's had to in his two runs this time in, where he has been a bit wayward. I'm going his way. Dan and Roman's been really solid in the two runs behind Furion. He goes up in the weights today but gets the class drop. Legale as mentioned, ran well last start, and the Cranman Cup form comes through that race at Caulfield, and Netherfield next best. It was a funny sort of race, the Tokyo City Cup. He was well beaten there, but he's better than that and can improve here with Damien Oliver back aboard. 3, 2, 10 and 7.
3 from 2, 10, 7 from Dean. Dean, what's your best Ruffy Quaddy and also your player of the day?
Geez, now it's hard to find the value, but the best, I think, is 50 Stars. I thought Take It In Turn race for number two, whilst he's not long odds, I thought he'd be shorter than he is. So he's the little bit of value on a tricky day to find value. Quaddy, first leg 1 and 3. Second leg 1, 2, 6, 7, 8. Third leg 2, 3, 8, 12. And the last leg 2, 3, 7, 10. My play of the day is to take a lot shorter Quaddy for a bigger percentage. And that is the first leg just 1 and 3. Second leg 2 only. Third leg 3, 8 and 12. And the last leg 2 and 3.
Okay, just better a recap to listeners who want to hear your thoughts for Caulfield Cup Day on RSN 927. What's your schedule look like this week?
I'll be just Saturday morning on the panel. I'm Friday morning on the Breakfast Club from 7 a.m. We'll have a big Caulfield Cup preview, and then on Saturday morning with the boys on the panel, and from 8 a.m.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dean. Good luck today.
Beauty. Thanks, Nance.
There's Dean.